KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
A political analyst feels plans to introduce e-voting in the country may face some hurdles. Good enough, Mashego says load shedding and cybersecurity could pose challenges to implementing the system. He's been commenting ahead of the start of a three-day conference to discuss the prospect of electronic voting. It's being hosted by the Electoral Commission in Cape Town. Mashego says as far as technology goes, South Africa is ready.
I think South Africa is ready for that if it can solve the issue of load shedding, because machines need to be connected to a certain electricity grid. And the moment there is load shedding, or the moment a machine goes off, you know, when power comes back, there is that whole process of it really needs to restart the memory of that thing. This also speaks to issues of those that want to disrupt or want to cause confusion, that they can target the electricity grid.
Mashego says countries like Brazil and Argentina are making the system work.
Other countries also have managed to do it by virtue of not just being electronic. You know, when you go to an ATM and you want to make a transaction, it gives an option of getting a slip or not getting a slip of your transaction. So voting machines in other countries, whereby they made sure that they are covering the security part, have been that when you vote, there is a slip that you get, which in a way is a confirmation.
In KZN, the number of people killed in a horrific bus crash on the north coast has climbed to 9. Transport officials say a tire blowout is believed to have caused the 82-seater vehicle to veer off the N2 between Mandini and Kwadakusa and roll down an embankment. A child aged 4 was among those killed yesterday. Provincial spokesperson Dabenzinhle Sibiya says members of the 12 Apostles Church in Trinity were on a trip from Richards Bay and Shaka's Kraal. Around 50 people were injured.
This bus accident has occurred as we are about to wrap up our road safety plans for the Easter holidays. We wish to express our deepest condolences to the families of the victims. The MEC and our newly appointed chaplain will be coordinating the visit to the families of the deceased.
And Mark Carney says Canada will never ever be part of America. The former central banker has won the race to succeed Justin Trudeau as the country's prime minister. Trudeau announced he was stepping down in January after facing calls to quit from his own MPs. Speaking to delegates after winning the Liberal Party leadership race, Carney said he's ready to get to work.
And to all Canadians, I will work day and night with one purpose, which is to build a stronger Canada for everyone.
He'll have to decide when to call a general election, which must take place before the 20th of October. Back home, the weather office has placed KZN's extreme western parts under a level 2 warning for severe thunderstorms. We can expect excessive lightning, damaging winds and heavy downpours today. Durban's reaching a high of 27 degrees, Maritzburg 24, Richards Bay 29. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, we'll relook at what the Sharks did this weekend in terms of winning the South African Shield in the URC. Arsenal dropped more points on their quest for the Premier League title, and India crowned Champions Trophy champions once again.